examine the Welsh Government's decision-making. In her opening remarks, Chair Baroness Hallett addressed those who are angry that Wales isn't conducting its own independent inquiry, saying it's not her decision.
I can promise, however, that the UK inquiry will do its utmost to investigate and analyse fully and fairly the most significant issues that concern the people of Wales.
Prince William's withdrawn from a memorial service at Windsor this morning due to an undisclosed personal matter. Kensington Palace isn't giving any more details. The Queen's leading a service of thanksgiving for the late King Constantine of Greece. MPs have been told two-thirds of victims of the Post Office Horizon scandal who are eligible for compensation are yet to make a claim. A committee meeting's also heard handouts are likely to exceed the £1 billion budgeted of mostly taxpayers' money, depending on the number of wrongful convictions overturned. Carl Creswell's from the business department and denies being told by fellow civil servant Sarah Munby to go slow on paying up.
Every conversation I had with her, with ministers, with other senior civil servants in other parts of government have all been about how can we pay out this money more quickly. So no, that is completely incorrect, that assertion.
Grocery prices have been rising at their lowest rate since March 2022. Market researcher Kantar says the increase of 5.3% was due to supermarket competition. Ryanair has begun a partnership with travel agent On the Beach, just weeks after calling them pirates. The airline's director said the company had come top of a survey looking at scams and overcharging from online agents. It's reported Ryan Gosling will perform the track I'm Just Ken from Barbie at next month's Oscars. Variety reports the actor will take to the stage for his Academy Award nominated song. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Tim.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's take a look at the weather for today. Very overcast, 8 degrees and there are some light winds. It won't be any sunshine. There won't be any sunshine today, but it will remain dry. As we move through the week, tomorrow, light rain and a moderate breeze. And again, looking very dark for most of this week and overcast. Might be some sunshine, possibly Saturday and Sunday, but again, it's looking like there's about 50% chance of rain as well.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Yeah, could do with a bit of sunshine, could you? Yeah, me too. Oh, do you know, I am fed up with this achy leg thing. Achy legs, achy arms, achy back. And I don't want to moan because otherwise I'm perfectly fine. But every time I move, it's like, ooh, ow, ooh, ow. And I know I've got to get up in a minute to go to the kitchen. I'll be like, ooh, ow, ooh, ow. Like that going out to the kitchen. I'm trying to sort out a keyboard player, actually. Because I'm going to release, I was meant to release my songs in January, didn't do it. Now we're coming up to March. So I've got to get some stuff done and I need to get the keyboard player on board. It's quite, I appreciate how soul destroying it is to release your own music. Because you go, this is my best work, this is a, nothing. Nobody wants to listen to it. Not even your friends and family. Sometimes it can be a little bit, you know. But I do love singing on Sunday. I had such a great time at Hotbox. And there was some Simone Perks was there. Amy, who has been on my show. And she's got a brand new track album actually coming out herself. And Satine was there. She's got an album coming out. It was just great. It was just so many singers and players. And my sister keeps saying to me, why aren't these people famous? I said, because you get excellent players and singers and writers and songs. I said, but there's only a very small, you know, window for people to kind of get successful. But you can be really successful. Some people don't want to have fame. And you can be very successful being, you know, the top session musicians. I earn a fortune. They go on tour with everybody. What pressure, though. I did see one of the, there's a video somewhere on TikTok or Instagram when Michael Jackson was going to do that tour. He sadly passed away, didn't he, before he had a chance, the ones in London. And he was saying to the keyboard player, no, I want you to play it like this. But can you imagine not understanding and sort of thinking, I'm not playing it right. You'd be out. Get out. Or worse still, that backing dance that was pulling Madonna along on the chair and sort of misjudged it and she fell on the floor. It's like, out, that's probably be his last show as well. I mean, normally on a gig when somebody messes up, you just all laugh. Here's Sia and Kylie Minogue with Dance Alone.
It's my life. Last row, there's your door. I'm all for. I watch you walk away. It's just another day. Don't need you to stay. No. I am not afraid. I know I'll be okay. There's nothing you can say.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
In a world that's always racing forward, sometimes we need to slow down and reconnect.
Connect genuinely, broaden your perspective and share your passion.
That's why we bring you Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers. Visit YouTube and search for Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers or head over to our website at bonafidedialogues.com. Bonafide Dialogues, where authenticity, creativity and passion merge.
Phoenix FM.
Pulls you down when you hard on yourself. It's not good for your health. I know that you can change, so clear your head and come round. You only have to open your eyes. You might just get a big surprise, and it may feel good. And you might want to smile, smile, smile. Oh, don't you let your demons pull you down, 'cause you can have it all.
Is Rosie Webb and Tom Fort, and this is called Does She Know? First play on Phoenix FM.
Must be the reason you ain't called. Is your baby mama home? Does she know? Does she know? See, we were just riding wrong. Is your baby mama home? Does she know? Does she know? Send those missed calls. You don't need them anymore. I don't feel nothing for you. Maybe for what we've done, but we can't play these games when you're about to raise a sign. Must be the reason you ain't called. Is your baby mama home? Does she know? Does she know? See, we were just riding bones. Is your baby mama home? Does she know? Does she know? That she knows. We need to take a second look, not be around a bush. You don't want the life you're living. Rather have me in it. What a shame, what a spectacle. You don't love her, you're just comfortable. But I've always been told that quick decisions don't last too long. So when you're gonna tell her you didn't think this through? You can't give her a reason. Now you're stuck and you can't move on from the script you've written. The ending sounds rehearsed, but I didn't expect you to hook up with me first. Does she know? Does she know? See, we were just riding home. Is your baby mama home? Does she know? Does she know? Does she know?
something, 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 something. I'll have to play.
Is Sophie Ellis-Bextor there with Murder on the Dance Floor. 20 years ago that was released and she's back. And before that we had Rosie Webb and Tom Fort with a track called Does She Know. Now joining me in the studio is David Warsfold from Brentwood Choral Society and he's here to talk about Carl Jenkins' The Peacemakers, which is taking place on Saturday the 16th of March. So a very good morning.
Good morning.
Lovely to see you again.
And you.
It's been a long time.
It has been. I think it was last year I came in to talk to you about one of our concerts. So great to be here again to have an opportunity to talk about this one.
Lovely. Now, tell us first of all, before we talk about the concert, how long has Brentwood Choral Society been going for and what's your role?
My role is to come talk to people like you and to publicise what the Choral Society is doing. It was founded during the Second World War and it's been going ever since. It's a community choir and it embraces a lot of different genres nowadays. So we're delighted to be putting on a piece by Carl Jenkins, a living composer. So that ticks another box. It makes sure that we're still relevant to today.
Do you actually run the choir as well? Did you do any of the music or do you sing? Or
I just sing.
You sing.
We have some excellent musicians. Art Wantra Ensab is the director of the Choral Society and he's injected a lot of energy and life and vigour into our music making. And looking forward, We're doing this concert jointly with Ingate Stone Coral Society, yes. who are a similar age. I think they were founded shortly after the Second World War. But we are merging later on this year. So this is laying the foundations for our partnership going forward.
And how many people are in the choir?
Well, the two together, we're looking at sort of 45 to 50. Yeah. We're also working with the Beckett Keys School Choir for this. And, of course, we've got the Brentwood Philharmonic Orchestra are going to be accompanying us. So it's a real collaborative effort showing the best of music making that we have in Brentwood.
And is it open for people if they're listening? Because I know there's lots and lots of choirs based in Brentwood, Billericay areas, Leigh-on-Sea. So can anybody come and join, or is there a wait list or for joining?
No, we're delighted to talk to anyone who is interested in, you know, the collaborative music making that choral singing is. Yeah. We rehearse on Wednesday evenings at the United Reformed Church in Ingatestone. And I said we'd be delighted to see anybody who's interested come and meet us. We're all nice. We're all very welcoming. We're not pretentious. And we're, you know, delighted to work with anyone. Even if they've not got much experience, we'll be there to help them participate and get the most out of being part of a choir.
Yeah, there's something about voices together and then all the harmonies and when they work and the sound. Because you don't have to have, you know, you can just have, as long as you can sing in tune, once you're part of the choir, and it just, that the sound is just, it's breathtaking, isn't it?
It is. It's been a joy all my life. I mean, I've been singing in choirs since I joined a church choir when I was knee-high to a daisy. Mm. And it's been a key part of my life ever since. And it's a way, to a certain extent, of stepping out of the day-to-day pressures of life, and, you know, just being with other people. You know, a diverse range of other people as well. Mm. And also, we do know that singing and choral singing and making music with other people later in life, you know, particularly people that have got sort of early onset dementia and problems like that, that it's hugely beneficial for them as well. So it ticks so many boxes.
Yeah, there's been a lot of studies done with dementia that people can remember songs from a long, long time ago, and it all comes back as something to do with music. Now, this beautiful concert is taking place on Saturday the 16th of March at St Thomas's of Canterbury Church, and it's Carl Jenkins, the Peacemakers. For people that might not know Carl Jenkins, tell us all about him.
Well, a lot of people who listen to any classical music, listen to classic FM, they will know Carl Jenkins because they will know parts of The Armed Man, which is by a long way his most famous work. And this is very, very similar. This is really a question, if you like that, The Armed Man, you will like this, The Peacemakers, because it's a very similar style of music. It's got a great variety. One of Carl Jenkins' great strengths is text. He sources texts from such a rich variety of sources. We've got Gandhi in this, we've got Mother Teresa, St. Francis of Assisi, Nelson Mandela, Anne Frank. There's verses from ancient Persian poetry, all of which he stitches together in a really imaginative and creative way to it makes a powerful message. It's about peace. I've got a quote from Carl Jenkins here about why he wrote this. It says, "The Peacemakers is dedicated to the memory of all those who lost their lives during armed conflict, in particular, innocent civilians. When I composed The Armed Man, a Mass for Peace, for the millennium, it was with the hope of looking forward to a century of peace. Sadly, nothing much has changed." He wrote that in 2012 when... Yeah. The Peacemakers was premiered. 12 years later, I think we can say that nothing much has changed. In fact, sadly, perhaps the world has moved further away from that peaceful vision that Carl Jenkins' music tries to create for us.
And did you say, is there an orchestra with a choir, or is it a piano?
No, it's an orchestra.
Wow.
It's an orchestra with some interesting instruments. Because Carl Jenkins takes this rich variety of text sources. So said there's some ancient Persian verse there and so on. What he's done is put into the orchestration some instruments that are associated with that period, that particular type of music. So, for instance, there's one stage we have to sing, us men, us basses, have to sing a bit like Tibetan monks. So there are Tibetan bells to accompany us. There's a marimba, there's bamboo chimes. So it'll be a fantastic sound experience because of the richness of the orchestration supporting this wonderful variety of different types of song. As I said, some of it we sing like Tibetan monks, some of it's a bit more like singing traditional choral music, some of it's syncopated. I mean, it's fantastic. The variety is enormous. You won't get bored.
No. And how long does it go on for? It starts at 7 p.m.
Yes, it does. It is a longish work. It lasts just over an hour. There is an interval.
Yeah.
And there will be some refreshments for people, so we'll make sure that people are well sustained for it. It is a long work. There is a lot in it.
Mm.
But as I said, it's full of variety. No one is going to get bored. Every movement is different. And stimulating in a different way.
And tickets are £15, and if you're under 16, they're £8. And as you said, you get refreshments as well.
And you get a programme thrown in as well. So £15 will get you everything.
And if you've got lots of friends and family, it must be great for the choir to say, well, we're doing a performance, come down. So you must have a lot of people coming down to see you, with you being in the choir as well.
Yes, it is. It is an opportunity for people to bring their own friends and family to show them what they've been doing when they disappear on a Wednesday night for months on end, and yeah. Say, look, this is the product of all that hard work.
Mm. Now, if people want to find out more, you've got a website, which is all the W's, brentwoodchoralsociety.org.uk, and you can get tickets if you go on there as well, at Brentwood Choral Society, and you can email info@brentwoodchoralsociety.org.uk, but we will put all the details up online. But if you just look for Brentwood Choral Society, you should be able to find all the details. So that'll be Saturday the 16th of March at 7 p.m. at St Thomas's Canterbury Church. Tickets are £15. If you're under 16, they're £8. Refreshments as well, and it's Carl Jenkins, the Peacemakers, and you can go and listen, as David said, to some fantastic pieces. Everything very, very different. You definitely won't get bored, and the acoustics will be amazing, and you've got the orchestra as well as the voices.
We have indeed, as wonderful. You say, the acoustics in St Thomas's are going to be absolutely perfect, yeah. For a piece like this. They're going to really help us bring it alive.
Yes, absolutely. So if you fancy some beautiful music, that's what you need to do. Check out the Choral Society, Brentwood Choral Society. Just tap them into the internet. Lovely to see you again. Best of luck with the concert.
And I hope it's not so long before I come and see you again.
Yes, pop in. Well, actually, next time you pop in, maybe bring a few of the choir in and do some singing live.
Yeah, we could well do. I will see whose arms I can twist.
That would be, maybe not 25 of you, but you can bring in as many. Well, you could bring in 25 if you wanted to.
Yeah. Well, maybe 8 or 10.
That would be enough. It would be fantastic. Yeah. Lovely to see you again, and best of luck with the concert.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Just coming up to 11:36. This is Danny Minogue versus Flower Power. This is You Won't Forget About Me. We'll be right back. That is a classic track. I loved seeing Kylie and Danny last year in Australia. I didn't actually go to the concert. I was watching it on TV, but Kylie was doing a concert, and then all of a sudden Danny appeared. Because obviously Danny was famous before Kylie, wasn't she? They're both child stars over in Australia, and Danny's got a line of clothing, I think, or she did have on QVC, so I think that's in Australia and possibly on the UK. And, you know, Kylie just goes from strength to strength with the stuff that she does. Got to love them both.
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
I say you've got to love them both, but they are just so, they're just, you know, I like them in Oaks. Let's have a look at what you can get into, or get into, getting. You could be doing in and around Brentwood and Billericay. Monday the 4th of March, you've got an open mic night, Essex Arms at Worley Hill, hosted by Kev Pickett from 8pm till 10pm. All tracks are recorded and a selection are played on the Sunday sessions every Sunday from 10am. So you can turn up. Maybe you've got a guitar, you can sing live, or maybe you've got a backing track on a you know, on a memory stick, bring that along, go along and do some singing.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Here is Dua Lipa. This is Training Session.
Local independent unsigned artists. Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and the traffic and travel for you. I'll try and get my words out properly. Brook Street roundabout is looking fine. You do have temporary traffic signals due to construction on the A1023 London Road, both ways at Spittle Lane. Very busy along the Ongar Road. That's coming past Doddinghurst Road, right the way down to Wilson's Corner, and on the A128 in both directions as well. Very busy along the A1023 around Shenfield too. You've got temporary traffic signals due to gas main work on Friars Avenue both ways at Priest Lane. Heading down from Brook Street roundabout down towards Lakeside, you've got a nice clear run on that M25 and up to the M11. A12 is running fine too. More traffic and travel in an hour. I have to say a very good afternoon to Stephen. He's still working at the moment, but he has been listening in, and he was part of the Choral Society as well, he said. He said it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful concert. It does, doesn't it? Don't forget, Carl Jenkins, the Peacemakers, you can see that Saturday and hear it with the orchestra as well. Saturday the 16th of March at 7 p.m. at St. Thomas of Canterbury Church. Tickets are £15, under 16s are £8. And you can find out more at Brentwood Choral Society. Just type that in to your search engine and it will appear. Here is Roisin Murphy, Let Me Know. Got two Roisins on the show today. Let me know. From the view.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Strictly Air Ambulance is back, and so am I, Lisa Snowden, and my fabulous co-host, TV presenter, David Whiteley. Join us and our celebrity judges, Strictly's Nadia Bichkova and Kai Widrington, as contestants and their professional dance partners compete for the Strictly Air Ambulance Glitter Ball on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre. All profits go to Essex & Hearts Air Ambulance, your local life-saving charity. For tickets, search Essex & Hearts Air Ambulance Strictly.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
Puts my mind at ease. You're the only one who knows. Points me back home.
Start your week with a giggle. I'm Scott Ross, and I'm your host on the Monday and Tuesday editions of the 1-2-3 show. Surprise guests, a regular historical feature on Tuesdays, a lot of laughs, and more music than you can shake a stick at. So join me if you can between 1 and 3 every Monday and Tuesday afternoon, right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.